Hope you're having as happy a Tuesday as you can. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Attitude, and Figgy Fig hanging out with you here. The Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, always open for you. 713-572-4610, where Ocho says, Lopez, the only person that can stop the Rockets bleeding is Hunter Brown. He's been that good. Which immediately, myself and Lopez asked ourselves, can he hoop?
I wonder if Hunter Brown can hoop. You think he can?
I think
I'm not going to look anything up. I'm just curious. I'll let you look it up.
I think so.
I'm just looking. I don't know.
He might just be a lifelong baseball player. You know, it's baseball. They just year round, all that stuff.
Yeah, I really hate that we have done so much specialization because I really miss just knowing that one dude is athletic, so he probably did some other. Like Hunter Brown, did he ever run track? You know what I mean? Like there used to be a time where if you played any sports. You did some level track and field.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Hunter Brown, who is, I was looking for his dimensions, like how tall and what have you. Well, we'll find out. However, he was not playing yesterday. It was Ronald Blanco on the mound, and the Astros get a victory. They get a victory. And one of the more interesting things in this game yesterday, as you welcome in the Tigers, is for the first time since 2023. Jose Altuve does not hit leadoff. It is the man wearing number 3, Jeremy Peña, in the leadoff spot for your Astros yesterday. And that is a curiosity. That is an oddity. But that was not Joe Espada just doing things to shake it up. Apparently.
Don't give Joe Espada credit.
Well, I mean, wait a minute.
I'm kidding.
You don't have to do all that.
It wasn't him.
That's too much. Too far. But apparently, in being the very involved and team-conscious player, although I do wonder how self-serving this is, Jose Altuve went to Espada and went to the management and kind of talked to them about, what do you think about me hitting second, or at least just not hitting leadoff?
Mm-hmm.
And you saw the effects of it. I mean, he knocked in Jeremy Peña. Actually, he had a homer that brought Jeremy Peña in this game, immediately paying dividends on that move. And so, I mean, first and foremost, like, what do you make of Jose Altuve, like, surmising that and bringing that up? And secondly, like, what do you like this move of Jose Altuve maybe now becoming your two-hole hitter as opposed to your leadoff?
Jose Altuve said, don't listen to Jeff Bagwell, listen to me.
I've often said that I'm
the executive that you need to be listening to, the player executive that you need to be listening to. I love it for a number of reasons. I mean it's still early, but part of me is like, why didn't we think of this earlier? Jeremy Peña, great wheels. Can steal some bases.
And has, what, 5 thus far this season?
You can steal some bases. Good, not great, but good on-base percentage. I think he's 3rd on the team in on-base percentage right now. I mean, why has this not happened already? But I'm glad it has happened because it also helps Jose Altuve. I mean, obviously driving in some runs, you know, maybe getting a little bit of protection in front and behind in the lineup, and he's the best hitter.
Yeah, I think more than anything for me, just a better opportunity to actually have players on base when one of the guys who has actually been your better hitters has an opportunity to step to the plate.
Yeah.
Right. It's the bottom part of your lineup has, you know, showed up at various times, but just there's been a power outage with this team just generally. Mm-hmm. And this does not, I'm starting to get to a place where I'm lowering the expectation of what offense is for this team just generally.
Sure.
I know the necessary caveat of it is early and there's still opportunities for things to get better, especially when you talk about the players that are still not having an incredible season yet that I think by all accounts you can still assume there's more to wring out of it. When you still talk about Yordan has not been the Yordan that we are used to, you know, Christian Walker still feels like there is more to be had from him, so on and so forth. I think that you could still get some offense, but at the very least, like, you got a guy going. Try and at least maximize that by putting someone who is also getting on base and has that speed in Jeremy Peña ahead of him and see that go. And interestingly enough, in the piece that Chandler Rome wrote about this in The Athletic, he had some quotes that were kind of intimating that maybe even Jose Altuve hits better when he has runners on base as opposed to that leadoff situation, where I do wonder if it makes him, if it tempers some of the aggression that he comes to the plate with and allows him to even have better at bats.
Well, he's a free swinger. You know, he's a free swinger. He always has been. Maybe, you know, consciously or subconsciously, when you opening, even if it's just the first inning, when you're opening the game, you want to be, you don't have a feel for the pitcher, obviously, what he's doing that day. So even the leadoff, I'm curious how many times, you know, this year, you know, what his batting average is as the first batter in a game, you know, because you know, now he might even have a better feel for things once, you know, once Jeremy Peña's out there. And it's just good for him in terms of driving in runs. You can back up, you know, a guy that's on base that puts a little more pressure on the pitcher, you know, in terms of working from the stretch and stretch and such. So I really like it. It really was one of those moments I was like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, you so know? Very excited to see yeah. this. And I mean, I think, can we say enough about Jose Altuve at this point? Like, I don't want to be the dude that's like waxing
he's
poetic
good.
In this moment. Mm-hmm. But not just good. Like, yeah. I also view this as, and it's weird to say as, I mean, the elder statesman on this team already, but like stepping even further into that leadership mm-hmm. role of, this feels like something that, you know, you the type of story that you would have attributed to Alex Bregman at times,
sure.
right?
And yeah,
maybe,
it does.
Maybe this is heavy-handed. That's fair. You can say that. But it does feel like, okay, we're getting some of that particular style of leadership that we were wondering maybe where you get some of mm-hmm. some of that within this clubhouse. And, I mean, this is a small nugget if you choose to believe it in such a way in that direction.
And don't look now. Don't look now. Playing okay defense. Made a couple plays yesterday.
Oh, he looked very comfortable.
Made a couple
in left.
Plays yesterday.
Like, I mean, yeah. now they weren't able to get the out at second, but you know, the ball off of the wall mm-hmm. in left, right in on the Crawford boxes.
Yeah.
And he saw it. He saw it all the way, knew it was coming off the wall, and played it off the first mm-hmm. hop, right? And in fact, barehanded it off the first hop, yeah. sent it into second in a way that felt like you had plausibly mm-hmm. the opportunity to get the tag in there. Jeremy Peña did. And I was like, okay, that's mm-hmm. or was it Dubon at second? I can't remember who was actually at second in that instance.
But, and made a running catch as well.
Yes. So I really enjoyed, I am enjoying, seeing Jose Altuve and the ways in which I think he's rising to the occasion mm-hmm. in a way that, you know, you don't necessarily assume for a player of his age and the ways in which he's being challenged, right? Playing in left field. And he's embraced those challenges on the front end, stepping into left field and now stepping into the two hole. And one of the things that's nice about that is that I think it more comfortably, although you were already having Jeremy Peña a little bit higher, but it more comfortably situates that top of the lineup where you mm-hmm. go Peña, as I imagine he remains in that leadoff spot, Peña, Altuve, Yordan, Isaac Paredes, and then Christian Walker. I think that is a more comfortable five in your lineup.
Yeah,
there.
I don't think this is a let's see what happens move. I think this is a move that you ride out. For various reasons. Peña clearly is having a good season, the kind of season that at least the start of it that we were hoping for, and you know what you're going to get with Altuve. This is not let's see what happens. No, I think you ride this out.
Yeah, 8-5 victory for your Astros yesterday, and I believe that moves them to, if memory serves, because I think I checked this before. No, they're not playing. They weren't playing yesterday. The Mariners. They'll start a 2-game set versus the Diamondbacks, or is it the Angels? One of them A teams today, but the Astros now just a game back from the lead in the AL West. So even with all of the ups and downs and all the trials and tribulations that we have lamented, this is an Astros team that's still very much, and of course it's always early, but it's still very much in that situation, comfortably in that AL West race. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We'll talk a little bit more about that game and what's coming up today for your Astros. But coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Let's be a little silly of it, obviously, about it. Tying back to the Rockets, unfortunately losing to the Golden State Warriors. There's been a lot of conversation about one gorilla versus 100 men. What happens in a fight between one gorilla and 100 Jalen Greens? 713-572-4610. And also, if you were to possibly get a victory with 100 men versus a gorilla, what Houston sports athlete might get that for you? Let's do all of that next.